I would say, like a lot of other areas, it's kind of the Trump effect, whether people love him or hate him. People are really passionate on both sides of the aisle. 2020 has really been kind of a roller coaster ride for everybody from a lot of different angles. And I think that's really what's fueling the interest this time around here. We're pretty light on our local election slate this year. There's very few contested local races in Allegheny County this year. The Wellsville Village Mayor, that position is up, but the incumbent, Randy Shaler, is running for re-election unopposed. And really, across the county, there's not a whole lot of contested races this time around. Congressionally, it's Tom Reed versus Tracy Matrano once again this year for the second straight time in the 23rd district here. That has generated some interest. There's local Democratic Party headquarters on Main Street in Wellsville. They've had a big response this year. They've told us they've gone through a lot of yard signs. They've had four different orders of those. So they've done their best to generate some interest. And it seems like there is some traction there, but this area is really dominated by Republican voters. So we'll see if that turns out to a closer result on Election Day for Matrano this time around. And we've seen Matrano a few times here locally, the COVID-19 precautions and everything. There's not a lot of those big community festivals, the parades that these candidates would normally appear in. Like locally, Balloon Rally was canceled this year in Wellsville. Just a lot of all the fall festivals, all the summer festivals, the Cuba Garlic Festival, those things that bring a lot of people from the area all in one place that these candidates would normally appear at. Those things obviously didn't occur this year. I'm sure it has been a challenge for him to get the word out, especially for the challengers, to be able to overcome that name recognition that might be lacking compared to an incumbent that's been there for 10 years. Matrano has been in the county a few times. She was actually just here yesterday at a early voting rally in Belmont. So I think they're doing their best under the circumstances, but it's definitely not ideal, especially if you're a challenger.